The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Who gets up this early?
Huh? Anybody? Guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
I just think it's going to be a good day.
Guess what day it is?
You asked for it, and you got it. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson from the WeSellKOE.com studios with breaking news, weather, and traffic on 94.5 The Answer.
.705 on this Wednesday. Glad to have you in. A lot to cover this hour and next hour as we are cramming in a lot of information. We'll be having a best of show tomorrow. So this is Walhalla Holla Wednesday plus Thankful Thursday. What are you thankful for? We'll go ahead and take some of those calls and comments as well as we are set to celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow. And yes, there's a lot going on in our world, but we do have a lot to be thankful for. So I hope you will pause tomorrow, spend time with your family and friends, eat a lot of turkey, and pause and just think about what you are thankful for. Tyler writes on the Big Rock text line, woohoo, hump day and the last day of work. Happy Thanksgiving, Joey and Tommy. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. There is a lot to be thankful for. Wasn't a very good day yesterday for President Donald Trump. The Supreme Court denied his request to block the House Ways and Means Committee from reviewing his tax returns. Now, you remember, Democrats have been fixated, I mean, literally fixated on Trump's tax returns for years now. The committee has been attempting to review 6 years of tax returns and files in connection with Trump and eight of his businesses. Trump had appealed to the Supreme Court to stop the committee from reviewing his returns, but the court turned down his request yesterday. Kind of leading up to this, October 27th, a three-judge panel on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected Trump's request to block the tax returns. He then filed an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court, which resulted in yesterday's decision. So looks like the now I don't know how quickly this can happen. It could be a moot point. As Republicans will be taking charge here in just a matter of weeks. So there could still be hope for Donald Trump. But this has been a battle. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what the big deal is, why the House just feels like they need to insist on seeing his tax returns. On the other hand, I'm not quite sure either why most presidents have turned over their tax returns. Now, granted, we've never had a president like Donald Trump who's had so many business interests. And I get the not wanting to hand over the business returns because your competitors could potentially see what's in them. Because you got to know that once the House committee, this bunch of Democrats, once they have access to that, even though they're saying that they'll keep it confidential and all, there's going to be leaks. You start passing copies out, it won't stay in the room. Some of the Democrat members of that committee will gleefully start making copies and emailing them, sending them out, passing them out. .877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Talk Line. Option one, Tommy will put you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, just leave a quick message. The other thing that we learned, you know, last week, Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to investigate President Trump. Jack Smith is his name. We have learned some information, interesting information, about Jack Smith's wife. Now, I'm sure the argument could be made, well, what does she have to do with the investigation? We all know how that works, though. No way that Jack doesn't go home and talk with Katie, his wife, about the day at the office. Well, Jack Smith's wife, and he's supposed to be a partial, an impartial party to this, right? I'm not sure he is capable of that after learning who his wife is. Katie Shavigny. She's a progressive filmmaker who has an extensive record of producing left-wing films critical of conservative politics, including Donald Trump. She has co-produced things like Becoming, which was a 2020 documentary about Michelle Obama. She's also produced movies critical of police departments, Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission, and Laws Against Abortion. Katie Shavigny, again, wife of Jack Smith, the newly appointed special counsel. She has expressed through film a clear contrast with her husband's required neutrality as he investigates Trump during his 2024 presidential candidacy. I mean, listen to some of these movies that she's been a major part of. One called Dark Money. It portrays the Supreme Court's 2010 decision in Citizens United versus the FEC and uncovers the shocking and vital truth of how American elections are bought and sold, according to promotions of the film. The movie's theme mirrors Democrat rhetoric about protecting democracy and has been used to criticize Republicans and was released in 2018 after Trump's election. That's one of them. She also produced Charm City in 2018 with left-wing filmmaker and Becoming co-producer Marilyn Ness, which presents a critique of Baltimore's police department, alleging violence by police and the city council towards African-American neighbors. Ness and Ms. Shavigny co-own Big Mouth Productions, the company that produces these films. And the list goes on of film projects that she has, for example, Trapped. One of her films is the documentary critical of pro-life regulations passed by several southern states. The description says our main characters fight alongside a dedicated team of attorneys to preserve abortion rights. She produced in 2021 a documentary called The First Step, which is about former Obama advisor and progressive CNN commentator Van Jones and his efforts to lobby for the First Step Act, a criminal justice reform legislation signed a few years ago. Of course, we all know Jones was heavily critical of Trump's presidency. So how in the world can this guy be a neutral special counsel investigating Trump when his wife is such a progressive left-wing film producer? Is it possible? You tell me. 877-235-9405. And again, Merrick Garland chose this guy. Merrick Garland, surely he had to have known what this guy's wife does. You think he can be impartial? You think he'll go home at night and talk with his wife about the tough day at the office investigating Donald Trump? I think he will. 877-235-9405. In honor of Thanksgiving, a Pennsylvania convenience store chain, it's called Sheetz, is dropping gas prices for a limited time. They have 368 Sheetz stores in the Pennsylvania area, and starting yesterday and through November the 28th, gas will unleaded gas will be $1.99 a gallon. Nick Ruffner is public relations manager at this convenience retailer. Says, through this reduction, our customers will be able to fill up their vehicles with unleaded at a significantly discounted rate. Leveraging the discount and reward points, some customers are even able to purchase gas for under $1 a gallon. He says, we're doing this to kick off the holiday season and to help our customers out. Stuart Spinks, are you listening? Maybe we should, maybe there's some convenience stores in our area who will kick off the holiday season with some reduced gas prices. QT maybe? Maybe you should take this, and this is a family owned company, by the way, Sheetz. Again, they have 368 stores, primarily in Pennsylvania. Been around for, I don't know, about 50 plus years, started by a couple of brothers. Very similar to our locally owned Spinks, right? 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Talk Line. For personalized scientific weight loss for life, visit myphdweightloss.com at 16 past the hour.
It's the Morning Answer, a 94.5 The Answer.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you tired of buying appliances from inexperienced sales staff who just have no appliance knowledge? Like from the big box stores, you walk down the aisle and you're trying to find someone to help you. And when you do find someone, they don't have a clue about that refrigerator that you're looking for example. There are many options. There are brands, there are features. It's tough figuring out which one's right for you. And considering how long you're going to need to use this appliance, you can't afford to buy the wrong one, right? So that's why I recommend shopping at Discounted Appliance Warehouse. With an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, nearly perfect reviews on Google, the team at Discounted Appliance Warehouse has the knowledge that you need to have confidence in your purchase. They'll show you around the warehouse, over 11,000 square feet slammed full of new appliances, and they'll help you find the ideal solution. And with expert installation, the award-winning service department, and extended warranties, they have you covered well beyond the sale. And DAW is proud to offer Speed Queen, the only washer and dryers with up to 7 years warranty on parts and labor. Check out their new Overstock Appliance Center in the Market at the Mill in downtown Pickens for some great clearance pricing as well. Discounted Appliance Warehouse is worth the short drive to Pickens. Find them online at dawpickens.com. DAWPickens.com. It's 718.
Brandon Tatum says there are enemies within.
I would argue that the biggest enemy of the Republican Party, the biggest enemy of Donald Trump, isn't the Democrat or Dominion, whatever, the machines and all that other stuff. I don't believe that that's the biggest threat to Republicans. The biggest threat to Republicans is other Republicans.
Get the right answer with Brandon Tatum, weeknights at 6 on 94.5. The Answer.
Bradshaw Infinity is restocking their inventory of pre-owned vehicles, and they want to buy your vehicle. They have an amazing selection of luxury vehicles, and you can use your car, truck, or SUV to help you get behind the wheel of your new ride. Stop by today on Lawrence Road or visit them online at BradshawInfinity.com.
First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy had to deal with the Morning Nation and so much more. We'll discuss as we take a bite out of history with Ingalls Markets. After being rushed to the hospital and given the official news, Jackie Kennedy was rushed back to Air Force One and preparation for an immediate departure. She would not allow the jet to leave until her husband's casket was loaded. So just 99 short minutes after the shot, she stood shoulder to shoulder with Lyndon Johnson as he took the oath of office on Air Force One, her pink outfit still splattered with blood. The next morning, back at the White House, the First Lady immediately began planning her husband's funeral, using the funeral of Abraham Lincoln as a guide. Jackie herself cleaned out JFK's desk in the Oval, and after the parade and the burial at Arlington Cemetery, the crowds and dignitaries went home. Jackie continued to personally go through all of the family's items, deciding what to keep personally and for historic reasons. Every night from his burial till she left the White House on December 6th, Jacqueline and her brother-in-law Robert Kennedy snuck to the graveside of JFK and prayed over him with the darkness of night hiding them from any crowds. This has been a bite out of history with Ingalls Markets.
Here in the upstate, we have hot summers and cold winters. But despite drastic changes in weather, the temperature below ground stays fairly consistent. And this makes the upstate ideal for a water-furnished geothermal heating and cooling system. Water-furnished geothermal heat pumps tap into the free energy underground to lower heating, cooling, and hot water costs. Go to BlueRidgeGeothermal.com and see how to save up to 70% on your monthly utility bill. Right now, a 30% national tax credit plus a 25% South Carolina tax credit makes water furnace more affordable than many conventional heat pumps. Tax credits combined with lower monthly utility costs makes water furnace the economic choice for heating and cooling. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members qualify for additional Blue Ridge Co-op rebates. Energy costs are rising. Water furnace geothermal can change the cost effect on home or business. Go to BlueRidgeGeothermal.com. Go to BlueRidgeGeothermal.com today.
It's the nicest way to start your day.
I used to listen to another station in town, and I found you guys by accident. And even my kids have noticed that when you have a caller that you don't agree with, you are so polite to them, and you thank them for calling and giving their point of view. And I want to say you are ahead above the others.
The Upstate's live, local source for breaking news and what to think of it. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
Texter on the Big Rock text line reminding me to tell you to vote, early vote, those of you in Georgia, for Herschel on November the 28th. According to the texter, Warnock is telling his supporters to turn out for him. They have a huge effort for early voting. We got to do the same thing for Herschel. The texter is also reminding me to talk with you about the positive things about Herschel Walker as opposed to some of the mistakes. You can't avoid not talking about the fact that Gloria Allred really just landed a bomb on Herschel Walker yesterday. As she held a news conference, I think it was in Atlanta, I'm not really sure. But she has this lady who, about a month or so ago, claims that Herschel Walker was the father of a child that he paid for the abortion of. Herschel has denied that in yesterday's news conference. And we all know who Gloria Allred is. We know what she's all about. Sensationalism. She loves to have these news conferences, and boy, she had an audience yesterday. And basically, she was challenging Herschel Walker to come forward and, in her words, have the courage to confront Jane Doe. Now, she hasn't named who this lady is yet, although we know her name because of previous news reports. But, you know, This is sort of the October surprise prior to the December runoff. But by the way, yesterday, Carl Jackson is filling in for Mike Gallagher this week. And evidently yesterday, Carl took a caller from Georgia who was talking about Georgia's Lieutenant Governor, Jeff Duncan, not supporting are being very critical of Herschel Walker. Well, we have Congressman Jeff Duncan, the original Jeff Duncan. They're spelled differently. But I guess some people got confused with Jeff Duncan, with the name. And Congressman Jeff Duncan wants you to know that he supports Herschel Walker, although course, he represents the 3rd District in South Carolina. He can't vote for Herschel, but he and other Republicans are offering their support. They're trying to help him raise money. They're encouraging people to go over, volunteer, to knock on doors, put up signs, and make phone calls, do text messages. So Jeff Duncan posted on his Facebook page yesterday. I've had a few people reach out to me about this, so I thought I'd post to clear up any confusion. The lieutenant governor of Georgia's name is Jeff Duncan, and he's been in the media quite a bit trashing Herschel Walker. The original Jeff Duncan, me, in parentheses, all caps, is strongly supporting Herschel Walker and has donated to his campaign. We need Herschel to win to help keep the pressure on the Democrats in the Senate. So Congressman Jeff Duncan wants to be sure that you understand that he's not the Jeff Duncan being critical of Herschel Walker. He's the Jeff Duncan who is supporting Herschel Walker. With just a couple of weeks left, and again, quick reminder, we'll be broadcasting the Monday before the Tuesday special election. We'll be there. We'll be at the Currahee Station on Big A Road in Toccoa, Georgia on Monday, December the 5th. Hope you'll plan to come by. I spoke with Dennis Bell yesterday. Dennis is the owner of Currahee Station. We tried to do this a couple of years ago during the Perdue and Loeffler runoffs, and then COVID struck and we had to cancel it. So for those of you in the Toccoa area or any area that you can drive over and have breakfast with us on December the 5th at Currahee Station, please mark that on your calendar, plan to come. If you need to move your work schedule around or whatever, we'd love to see you in Toccoa, Georgia. And it's just, it's symbolic in a way. It's to show our support and to try to encourage people and to get people enthusiastic about voting on December the 6th, because I just can't state how important this election is. And with just 2 weeks left, the latest, this was from AARP, shows that Warnock still has a slight lead over Walker. He has a particularly strong lead among young voters, 18 to 49 years old. The poll shows that Warnock leads by 24 points, while Walker is up 9 percentage points or more among Georgia voters 50 and over. Now, that's actually encouraging to me, because I think the voters 50 and over, I mean, these polls mean nothing until you go to the poll and actually cast your ballot, right? And I believe the older voters are more likely to return in a runoff election than the younger ones are. So I think this favors Herschel Walker. But again, none of the polls were correct a couple of weeks ago. They weren't correct in 2020. So sometimes I think, why do we even read the polls? 877-235-9405 is the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Talk Line. Hope you'll join the conversation on this Walhalla Holla Wednesday, Thankful Thursday, and Free Speech Friday, all wrapped up into one. Hey, let me take just a minute to talk with you about PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition and my journey with them. It's been 2.5 years now. I started the program in July of 2020. I quickly lost 30 pounds, just over 30 actually. And what I love about the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition program is the skills that they gave me, taught me, that have allowed me to maintain that weight 2.5 years later. 85% of the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition clients maintain their weight loss for the rest of their life, because this is not a fad diet. This is based on the science of nutrition. This is a lifestyle change. It's all about the science of nutrition. No pills, no injections, no severe calorie restrictions. You aren't asked to spend hours and hours in the gym. Dr. Ashley Lucas. She has her PhD in sports nutrition and chronic disease. She's a registered dietitian, and she has a passion for helping people get healthy. She'll help you. Now, I know you're thinking, well, I'll do this after Christmas. Well, why not go ahead and get started before Christmas? Make that call today, 864-252-4925. You can find them online at myphdweightloss.com. Go ahead and start now. Call today. Set up an appointment for next week. And by Christmas, you can already be talking about losing 10 pounds or more and go into the new year feeling better, healthier already. What a way to start the year, right? Call them today. Set up your consultation, 864-252-4925, or find them online at myphdweightloss.com. It's 7:30 on The Morning Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.